The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live, as we are every Sunday at 11 a.m., bringing you the most up-to-date information, the most provocative stuff. Why? Because you've been searching, you've been applying, you've been doing all kinds of things to keep your life in a very stable place, and sometimes it doesn't work really well, does it? Well, particularly in the world of, you know, COVID-19 and all the craziness and the different amount of information that's coming in from so many different sources, you need to know the truth. We'll talk a little bit about that today, and I have several other things that I want to mention to you. But more importantly, we want to take your calls at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. You know, I've invited all of you from time to time to go on to our website at RozelleCare.com, and there's a tremendous amount of information that's there for you. There's educational pieces. You can listen to lectures on multiple topics. But also importantly, there's information links that you can go into different sites that we can give you reference and substantiations to so many things that are going on in our world today. If you go into my Facebook page, just simply go into Tom Rozelle and look through Facebook for those of you who are on there. And by the way, you don't have to be a friend or anything. Just go ahead and read the information. I tried to post as much data as I can that's legitimate, that's straightforward, that you can synthesize and think through and really ask questions. Why am I being told the things that I'm being told? And, you know, since we have an opportunity today to educate you a little bit, there's some things that came across my desk this morning and I wanted to share with you. It's been out there apparently for a few days, but it's frightening, and it goes all the way to things that are happening in the great state of California, of all places. And when it happens in one state, and that's the whole important thing, it can happen every place else, whether it's in the district, whether it's in Virginia, whether it's in Maryland. And you really need to understand the implications, the ramifications of what they're doing out there. So the Department of Social Services in California has come up with basically a new scheme, and anybody who's receiving the dole, if you will, receiving a check or some other form of subsidy in California is now going to be required to test, a mandatory test for COVID-19. And so on the surface, you say, well, what's wrong with that? That's not necessarily a big deal. Well, on the surface, that's true. But more importantly, underneath it all, there's an underlying dark side. And here's what it is. It says, and I'm going to read directly from it. It says, failure to obtain these testings for everyone in your household, by the way, by June the 1st, 2020, will result in temporary suspension of your benefits beginning July 1st, 2020, and continue in such time that testing has been completed. And they're talking about everyone in your house who's receiving any kind of aid. Now, it goes on, and here's the important part that you need to know about. It says, in addition, should you test positive for COVID-19 and in compliance with the State of California Welfare and Institution Code, the Human Services Agency of Merced County may deem it necessary to remove all children under the age of 18 from your household who have tested negative and place them in a temporary foster care until such time that you've been determined to have recovered. Think about that for a second. The government now is reaching their fingers into your house. And yes, it's California. Yes, it's one county. But as one county in California goes, often we see it begin to spread to other parts of the country. It can go to Virginia. It can go to Washington, D.C. It can go to Maryland. It can go to those areas that seem to want to sanction and tighten down restrictions and hold us more hostage, my opinion, my commentary, because of this insanity that is out there. Now, when I say insanity, is this virus a problem? Yes, it is. It's a serious consideration, just like any major flu problem is. And you've heard me talk about over the weeks that, you know, we've had some major stuff happen. 2017 to 2018, 80,000 people in the United States died of the normal flu. But we don't seem to be raising the banners over those things. Tuberculosis has killed 1 million people worldwide, that's in a year's time. But we're not concerned about that. The question becomes, why this? Why now? What is it behind all of this that's causing the stir? You know, there's enough of the craziness that has taken place that it should provoke questions. Setting aside politics, setting aside, you know, the talking heads, it should provoke a question in your mind that something may not be right. It may not be as it's being presented. It's not legitimate. And if you don't know that to be true at this point, then I'm not sure how to convince you. You need to read. You need to ask questions. Remember, I've said over the years that my job on this program is to do one thing, is to provoke you. It's to make you think about what it is that you're being told, and for you to do your own homework, for you to do your own research. And this particular situation, you know, that's what it is. So COVID-19 is problematic. Why am I spending the time in the first part of this program talking about it? Because it's important that you understand that you must take control, one, to bring your health up. So let's break it down. So we have a virus. We have a coronavirus. At this point in time, there's no doubt, I don't think, in anybody's mind that this thing came from the Wuhan laboratory. We'll set that aside. Now, it's out there. So at the end of the day, it's a genetically engineered virus. It's man-made. It's not man-made from the state that they just created out of nowhere. It was one that they took a coronavirus, which all flus are, and they manipulate. It's called genetic editing. If you want a really interesting book on what genetic editing is all about, it's called A Crack in Creation. And it was written by a research scientist by the name of Jennifer Doudna, who was a brilliant, brilliant PhD. And she's the one that came up with the theory behind this going back some years ago. And then the application is one that is simply this. You can take any genetic pattern, any gene expression that's broken, that, you know, gives us our pass through genetic weaknesses, cancers and so forth and so on. And you can actually fix it, and you can go in and you can fix the genetic piece itself. So body resolves what's going on. The body is susceptible to environmental fluences and so forth. And it can happen on its own, but it's serendipitous often. But we know also in the right circumstances, the body will change anything. But here's something where they can actually go in, fix the thing, and it acts like a domino and begins to fix what's happening within the body. Again, genetic editing, there's a mnemonic for it. It's called CRISPR, and you can do your homework and check it out, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. But for the sake of our conversation, understand that what that means is that the body or any cell or any viral pattern or any bacteriophage or any microorganism of any kind can be manipulated on purpose. And so if that's true, is this something that was done on purpose? Well, I'm going to let you draw your conclusions. I've drawn mine. And so it becomes now, you know, we can go into all the thing. Was this on purpose and allowed to affect the whole world? Or was it an accident that took place in a laboratory then covered up? Either way, it's egregious. And we need to make sure that we understand the implications and the ramifications worldwide. But now we have a control mechanism. We have something that we can control everybody across the board. And everybody's scrambling, trying to figure out what's going on. And as you've heard me say repetitively, you know, and to understand what this craziness is all about, you have this cytokine reaction, which is nothing more than an inflammatory reaction, inflammation. The body wants to react to it and try to put it out to save you. So it puts mucus in. So you have these little air sacs called the alveoli. It throws mucus into it. And then you get really sick and, you know, you can't breathe and they put you in the hospital and, you know, they put you on a ventilator. A ventilator pushes air into these air sacs that can't get anything through them anyway. So they make matters worse. You have doctor after doctor after doctor saying that this is killing people. It's being treated the wrong way. So now you have all kinds of things taking place. If you go on my Facebook page, you know, you see the differences in costs relative to things like hydroxychloroquine and other drugs that are out there. And, you know, I've always said, follow the money. You'll get the answers. You'll figure out what really is taking place. So here's the deal. And here's the most important thing that you have to think about. First of all, why is this thing acting the way it is? Number one, why does it attack the respiratory system? And why does it have a predilection to other systems within the body that are life-giving, meaning the heart and the kidneys and so forth and so on? Why are we seeing side effects? You know, somebody told me the other day, he said, well, you know, this thing can ultimately cause amputations and it can cause other clotting situations. I said, really? So being who I am, I went online into PubMed and NIH and so forth, and I didn't put in COVID amputations and so forth. I did, you know, amputations and clots due to flu. It's not just this thing. Matter of fact, this is a minor presentation with this. It's other flus and viruses as well that have caused these presentations repetitively over 30 years. But the talking points are one that you think that it's all about this thing. So let's talk about, you know, what they're telling you to do, social distance and, you know, putting on masks and protecting yourself. Well, the N95 mask, which everybody has been told to use, is one, in my opinion, that can cause a tremendous amount of damage. Why? Because you can't breathe through the thing. You can't pull any air through it. And so now your carbon dioxide level cannot escape. It stays in your tissue and you're forcing more carbon dioxide into your body. And so what happens is your body becomes extremely acidic, acid. Acid kills you, causes more inflammatory reaction, can cause problems with your heart, can cause problems with your kidneys. And all of a sudden you find yourself very sick and problems, symptoms that are underlying begin to show themselves even more significantly. So we have to be really careful and we think through processes. You know, your job is to question anything that is told to you, but to do the research and not just draw a conclusion. I believe this because these are all the talking points on the right. These are all the talking points on the left. These are the things that do your homework. Think logically and ask yourself the question, you know, why was this put out there in the first place? Who wrote it? Who has to gain by it? And then at the end of the piece is follow the money. Follow the money. When you follow the money and you ask control and money, you find the real endpoint of this whole nonsense that's going on. And it's really important that you understand that. But remember the letter that I just read to you from California, from this one county where the social services now are saying mandatory testing. On the surface, all of you say, well, that's not a bad situation. And then we know, you know, how much of this is actually out there and if we have herd immunity and so forth. But at the end of the day, here's the government now overreaching and deciding to go in. And they can take your children out of your house if they're under the age of 18. They can determine. And as you've heard me say many times in the past, you know, that came about, by the way, and gave the government the right to do that through the Affordable Care Act. There's a place I did multiple presentations on the Affordable Care Act. And you have to understand that there are pieces in there that you don't know about, that the government can raise its arms and do what it needs to do because they determine that it's necessary. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, indeed, live every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you around the country and are listening to us other places, thank you. You know what the time frames are. We live in an interesting world, my friends, in times that, you know, are challenging and have shifted. And, you know, I've been around the planet for a while. I've been in practice 43 years, and we've had the fortune, I've had the privilege, the honor of treating so many people from many different parts of the world. And what I see happening today is a complete disruption of society. And it's one where we've seen polarizations take place for thought process, think speak, if you will. You know, years ago, my wife and I met in undergraduate school, and we went to Kent State University in Ohio. And we were there at the time, many of you remember, the day when 4 Kent State students were killed by the National Guard, and another 9 were seriously injured. So there's some parallels between that time and today. Matter of fact, you know, the children that were killed, and I say children in retrospect, you know, were really young, very idealistic people who were not a threat to anybody. Matter of fact, a couple of them were killed accidentally, a young woman by the name of Sandy Schroyer, who was a friend of my wife's, and they were going to the same class from 2 different directions. And she was hit by a stray shot in the neck and bled to death. I was 20 yards away. I watched it happen. And I saw the lieutenant pull his 45, and I saw the order, you know, to fire, and the unfolding after that. There are similarities between May 4th, 1970, Kent State University, and what's happening in our society. And what do I mean by that? You know, everybody's polarizing. You know, in those days, you had people, fathers and sons and brothers and families that were separated because of their belief system, their thought processes about the Vietnam conflict, the Vietnam War. And today we have polarization based on race. We have polarization based on economic platforms. We have polarization based on political ideologies and religious belief systems and so forth. And actually worse today, in my opinion, than what it was then. But that was the platform that shifted a lot of things. So what does it have to do with Dr. Tom Rozell Live, who should be talking to you about healthcare, who should be talking to you about the things that will affect your body? And we're going to get into that. I'm going to teach you how to protect yourself. But I want you to understand that that emotional platform, you know, you've heard me say structural, chemical, emotional on an ongoing basis, that those are the only 3 things that can cause anything. And it is the only 3 things that can cause anything. It can cause sickness. It can cause, you know, your body not to be able to repair itself. It can cause stress. We say stress kills, right? And because it can cause every system in the body to begin to shut down, from your heart to your lungs to your liver to your kidneys and so forth. So when you see this separation, the segregation of humanity, this reactionary knee-jerk situation that's going on, the question becomes, where are we headed? Where is this going? And if we continue to do this, if we don't step back and we don't begin to tell the truth about things and have cogent, coherent conversations, that we begin to understand, say, yes, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with you. Here's why. And then begin, but allow ourselves to be open enough that we can begin to receive and filter information, perhaps shift and change our minds just a little bit. You know, if you're a Trump hater, everything that comes out of the White House, everything comes out of Trump's mouth is twisted. If you're a liberal hater, then anything that they say is wrong and is egregious and, you know, has no merit whatsoever. So, but here's the situation. When you hear something said multiple times, there's an element of truth someplace, and you really need to understand what it is, where it's coming from, and, but more importantly, how do you apply it coherently to your own life and to that of your families? I can tell you that a lot of the information from a medical point of view that you're hearing is being distorted because it has an agenda behind it. And if you haven't done your homework, if you haven't gone and really looked at both ends of it, asked the questions, why this is going on, you're doing yourself and your family a disservice. There's so much that you can do to bring your immunological system into a strong platform. And we're going to talk about that in the second half of the program. We're going to talk about some of the things that you need to know about going into the summer months. We're in May, right? This is Mother's Day. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful women out there who have given us the opportunity to have family, to have, you know, relationships, to raise our children in an amazing way. You know, this Sicilian boy here that's talking to you grew up in a family dynamic that was very caring, very loving. You know, we discuss things at very high octave levels, but nevertheless, at the end of the day, we were family and we stood together. And it's because of you ladies that that's possible. That's who we are, what we do, and really how it comes about. So understand that you have to have information. You have to disseminate that information. It has to be truthful. It has to be honest. It has to be something that can withstand scrutiny across the board. And in doing that and teaching your children how to think logically is your job. But it's our job as family members also to do that and not react. As we come back into the second half of the program, we're going to talk about things you can do and protect yourself and get ready to open up again. And we need to open up, and we need to open up quickly, in my opinion. Having said that, don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, we are live, and it's a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day outside. Ladies, make your family celebrate you. If they are kind of, you know, say, well, you know, we're not, tell them to get their butts up and get outside and go have some fun. And, you know, they should be cooking for you today. They should be doing all kinds of wonderful things. Or, you know, those of you can go on a picnic and get out, go do stuff. Want to encourage you when we're not here, if you have a question, if you'd like one of our doctors to respond to you, simply call the Rozell Center for Healing at 703-698-7117, and one of our professionals will get back to you and answer whatever question you have. You can simply go online at rozellcare.com and send a note, and we will answer that as well as quickly as we possibly can. If you go into the Rozell Center website, you're going to find a tremendous amount of data information. And again, I encourage you to follow me on Facebook, and you're going to constantly be updated on all kinds of data and things of that nature. Give us a call right now, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We had somebody drop. There was a gentleman by the name of John from Arlington that had called in. He was on the call board here for a minute, and he was asking about that he has asthma and that, you know, problems with wearing a face mask. So here's the situation, and we need to talk a little bit about that. When you're wearing these face masks, it's forcing you to rebreathe your own carbon dioxide. So you can't get rid of it. And so it forces it back into the tissue. And subsequently, your body becomes more acidic. And in any situation, whether it's an asthmatic problem or any other health problem, that's particularly triggered by environmental considerations, these conditions are made worse because of the high level of carbon dioxide retention within your body that your body can't get rid of. You know, if you ask, do I go outside without a mask? Absolutely. I don't worry about any of you unless you're, you know, within kissing distance, so to speak. And, you know, you have the problem, and I take enough nutrient bases that my immunological responses are very, very high to begin with. So unless you've got a ventilator or a vent, not a ventilator, excuse me, but a vent in those masks where you can get air in, you're causing yourself a tremendous amount of problem and disservice by wearing the mask on a regular basis. You've got to take it out. You know, I'm not going to the stores that require me to wear a mask. If I have to go in with a mask, then I'm probably not going to go. But at the end of the day, you've got to make those decisions, but you've got to make it, as I said earlier in the program, on an informed basis. An asthmatic condition is problematic. It has to do with adrenal patterns. It has to do with inflammatory reactions. You know, that cytokine cascade that is talked about with this COVID-19, that happens with asthmatic patients as well in a little different way. But the end product, that mucus, that labored breathing, that triggering mechanism is essentially the same type of situation. So now you're going to aggravate it. You're going to make it worse. So, those of you who are out in the car, think about this. I want you to think about this for a second. you're in the car, and I look over and I see people with gloves on and a mask on, and the windows are rolled up. And do you really think this stuff can penetrate through windows? Do you think it can penetrate through steel? It can get into your circulatory system. It's not like that. And you're causing yourself more problems when you're not breathing. Get in your car. Open your windows. Get fresh air into the air. Breathe fresh air. This stuff is not aerosol where it's traveling miles and has your name on its target. It just doesn't happen that way. So please think through this logically. You're smart people. You can move through this in a very legitimate way. Go to sites like PubMD or PubMed. Go to the New England Journal of Medicine. Go to sites like the National Institute of Health. Go to Joe Mercola's site, Mercola.com. Having said that, let's go to the phones. Lynn, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
I think you just addressed a lot of what I was asking. You have said not to do this and not to do that and not wear the mask. What should you do positively? Can you wear a cloth mask, a paper mask, and throw that away or put a hole in it? And what other things positively can you do with this virus while it lasts?
Good question. So understand that all flu viruses are coronaviruses, every one of them. They just present differently. This one has just been manipulated to be able to go after the respiratory system and the cardiorespiratory system. So at the end of the day, that you've been told that sunshine and heat are going to kill this thing. And it does. The infrared spectrums from the sun destroys viral patterns. That's number one. Vitamin D levels need to be very, very high. There's a tremendous amount of literature coming in from all over the world that people who have high vitamin D levels are not getting desperately sick with this virus, or they're not getting sick at all. In addition to that, you got to keep your, your C levels up. Zinc is critical. Zinc gets in and begins to wreak havoc with this virus. So zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C, quercetin, which is a keeps up the keeps the respiratory system open, breaks up the mucus secretions. NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, will decrease the inflammatory response dramatically. And so all of these things can be useful, but getting rid of the sugars, getting rid of the dairy products. Dairy is mucus producing. Oranges are mucus producing. Get rid of that stuff. Eat a lot of vegetables. Drink a tremendous amount of water. Don't drink anything cold. You want warm stuff in your body. Drink a lot. You can drink green tea because it's very alkalizing in the body, but stay away from things that are not alkalizing. Stay away from the sodas. Stay away from, you know, the pot of coffee every day. Stay away from, you know, those types of things. And if you take those steps, you can make a big difference. But get outside. The weather is beautiful. Go for a walk. Just even if it's around, walk around the house three or four times and breathe. And don't be afraid. Fear is something that will kill all of us. This thing, unless somebody is right up in your face and, you know, is not, you're not going to get it unless your immunological system is so weakened. You know, we're testing an office right now, our host staff, everybody's been tested, you know, for the antibodies, IgG, IgM, and we're all negative. Nobody's even, you know, developed an antibody response to it. And trust me, we've been around people since this thing started. It is not as crazy symptom producing as people think. And I'm getting data from my community, from the International College of Applied Kinesiology, from all over the world. We have 3,800 members, and all these guys are reporting it. So at the end of the day, that's how you protect yourself. You eat well. You stay away from the fear mongers. You take the vitamins. And if we can help you with nutrients, you know, send us a note and we'll get back to you. And you know, we'll send you things that won't hurt you, but it'll build your immunological responses. Those are the things that you can do to make a huge difference. But in my opinion, get fresh air. You're outside. You're walking by yourself. Take the mask off. You know, get the air. It's not going to jump you. It's not going to mug you like a burglar out there. It's just not going to do that. Ray, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Thank you much. Thank you, doctor, for taking my call. Yes, this is Ray.
Okay. How can I help you, Ray? Okay, sorry. Anyway, Ray had said that he has a severe case of shingles and it's causing a problem. Shingles are viral pattern, you know, so hopefully this will help him. It's a viral pattern like any other virus. It's one that the majority of us probably have in our bodies, either by inoculation years ago, or we have it because we got chickenpox as a kid. You've been exposed to probably hundreds of different viruses. The only reason that they manifest themselves at any time of your life is that your immune system begins to be impaired. And so in the case of shingles, as a matter of fact, we'll go to, you know, one of my favorite pet peeves. You've heard the ad for, you know, go get your shingle vaccine, right? Because if you ever had chickenpox, you have the virus that will give you shingles. Well, here's the situation. You've been exposed to all these viruses. The only time the body can't handle the viral load is when your immune system suffers. And it suffers because either structurally you're putting up with pain and you haven't gotten it fixed. And I don't mean by doing drugs, by seeing somebody like me in your communities that can help you. Your biochemistry is off. Your body's way too acidic. You're eating all kinds of junk, you know, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast food, the fried foods, you know, the drill, things I always tell you. And you're worried constantly. You're under stress. You internalize. You don't take a moment just to relax. You don't pray. You don't meditate. Those are the things that calm the system. And then when you have all three of those going on, you have a perfect threshold. You have a perfect storm that's going to eat you. So subsequently, your immune system now begins to overreact and you begin to show things up like shingles. So what happens with shingles? One of the things you can do, first you got to calm that system down. You got to change the dietary patterns a little bit. Acupuncture, low energy light laser, high levels of vitamin B12, B1, L-lysine, ascorbate, things like that can make a huge difference for many people in treating this type of condition. But you have to deal with it quickly and you have to do it all across. Everybody wants to run to the doc and get a steroid and knock it down. Well, here's the problem with steroids. Steroids, you know, if you know the old cliche, if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, your body produces its own steroid. So now you put a steroid in, your body says, I don't have to do this anymore. And it wasn't doing such a good job to begin with. And now guess what happens is that after the crisis goes away and they have it under somewhat of control, now you can't even produce it at a minimal level. So you go into a spin cycle of other things showing up and you get sick or you just don't realize and you start saying, what do I expect for my age? And it's that sort of situation. So shingles can be dealt with, but they should be dealt with preventatively by making sure your immunological system is supported, just like this COVID-19. Okay. So they're both viruses. Okay. They're both viruses. Your body will build an antibody if you're exposed to it. You'll get an IgG, which is a long-term protective mechanism. If you go and you get tested, it's IgM, means you have an active case. But nevertheless, they're both viral loads that your body should be able to deal with. You know, you've heard me run the correlation that, you know, Magic Johnson, we all know is one of the greatest basketball players that played the game, was HIV positive, but his wife never came up with HIV. Arthur Ashe, same type of thing. He died of AIDS, but his wife never came up with, you know, anything to worry about. So why is that? Why are some people so quickly susceptible to things and other people are not? Well, it has to do with immunological response. And you, my friends, are directly in control of that immunological response because of lifestyle, because of the way you run your brain, because of all those things. So, you know, our dietary patterns. I was talking the other day with a friend of mine, and we were talking about, you know, foods and how they tasted today compared to what they were when we were kids growing up. You know, my grandmother was from, you know, the old country, and as my parents, and they had their gardens every year, and a tomato was amazing, and zucchini and eggplants were amazing in how they taste. They don't taste the same today. They just don't. They don't have the same flavor because they have been doctored and hybridized, and the soils aren't what they used to be. When I go to the old country and I visit my father's village and I eat there and I have food there, it's a completely different experience. So isn't it interesting that the United States of America, who spends more money on healthcare and wellness than any other country in the world, and matter of fact, we spend double who's the second in place. We rank number 35 on the wellness hit list, number 35 of all industrialized countries. That tells you something, that we may not be doing exactly what it is that we should be doing on a regular basis. It's important that you take control of your health. It's important that you are the ones that, you know, do the homework and lead and not act like a lemming. And we're going to talk more about that as the weeks and go on and we get into the summer months. We're coming up to a break, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Washington metropolitan mid-Atlantic area. You know, we're here because we want to make sure that you have the most updated and intimate information to apply for yourself and your families. And that's why we do the program. That's why we've been doing it now for several decades. And we hope that, as I said earlier on, that you are provoked enough to do your own homework, your own research, because that's really what's important. I said at the beginning of the program, don't listen to any of the talking heads that have an agenda on any side of the platform. Whether it's right, left, on a spur someplace out, doesn't matter. What you need to do is make sure that you use the God-given intelligence that you were born with and work through information in a very specific way. Ask the question, what's out there? Does it really make sense to me? Or am I just listening to somebody else's, you know, hysteria? You know, and what do they have to gain by telling me this? Is there other agendas? Could there be something else that's there? And the third is there money that is being drifted to one side or the other? Those are the important pieces. So here's what I want to leave you with today. There's so much you can do to protect yourself going forward. You need to take control of your health and not let anybody else tell you what to do. Understand the impact of things. You know, we started out way back where, you know, they're saying, well, masks don't do anything whatsoever. You shouldn't be wearing them. And they're actually dangerous for you to wear long term. And the truth of it is, that's really what's behind it. You shouldn't be wearing them on an ongoing basis because you're reabsorbing carbon dioxide, increasing your acid level in your body. And that has a problem, and you're going to feel lousy because of it. You know, particularly if you're outside and you're trying to exercise with a mask on, you are risking something that you don't even want to begin to step up to the plate with. So here's the deal. Make sure that you're eating well. Make sure that your body is very alkaline. Get exercise, meditate, pray. Do those things that calm your spirit. Make sure you're taking high levels of vitamin C, ascorbate. It's not going to help you. I'm not going to hurt you. Side effect of vitamin C is real simple. You end up having to go to the bathroom. And if that's the case, back it off a little bit. Make sure you're taking vitamin D. You're getting out in the sun. If you are getting out in the sunlight and you're out there for an hour or so in direct sunlight, you know, there's an argument right now. You can get your vitamin D level down to maybe 5,000 units a day. You know, we've been taking, you know, in our family, we've been taking at least 10. Make sure that you have a good probiotic, that your intestinal system. Remember, your gut is 75 to 80% of your immunological response. It's important that you support that. You know, make sure that you're taking enough zinc. Zinc is one of the primary deficiencies in our culture today. We test every patient that walks in our office for zinc. And I'm telling you that with our experience and the records that we have, that zinc is very depleted in most people. But if nothing else, 30 milligrams once a day, nobody's going to get in trouble with that. If we can help you with that, obviously we will be more than happy to do that. You know, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, if you have any kind of inflammatory reaction, if you have that little bit of an asthmatic problem, you're taking about 500 milligrams twice a day is really not going to cause any problems. And at the end of the day, quercetin. Quercetin is that thing that breaks up the mucus plugs within your body. The combination of those things can keep you very protected, providing that your dietary patterns are not terribly acidic. So you have to make sure that you're doing everything that you can. A little exercise, a little relaxation, turn off the stupid tube and quit listening to these people, but go into websites that actually can give you data. Go into Joe Mercola's site, Mercola.com, go into PubMed, go into, NIH, go into, the New England Journal of Medicine site, start looking at the different things. See where the commonalities are, but also kind of get rid of the hysteria. It's important, important that you do your own homework. It's important that you use rational thinking and you walk yourself through situations. Remember, what do they have to gain by it? You know, trust me, you're going to see the vaccine out there sooner than later, and somebody's going to make billions and billions of dollars, both from research, but also because of the vaccine itself. We're coming up to the end of the program. We're coming up to that place where I'm going to see you next week. And just remember, I love you, and that's why I do the program. See you then. Bye.